200 years ago, what is now California was home to almost 90 indigenous languages. Serrano was one of them, but like many Native American languages spoken across the nation, it is facing extinction. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians isn't quite ready to see Serrano disappear. Now they're doing all they can to save it with one very powerful voice. Catherine Davis Young has that story.
In a classroom at Cal State San Bernardino, Ernest Siva shares a traditional Serrano story with students. He reads the story in a language that was spoken by as many as 30,000 Yahaviatam Native Americans in the San Bernardino mountain areas before settlers arrived in the 18th century. 78-year-old Siva remembers speaking Serrano at home with his mother and grandfather as a child. But in his generation, pressure to assimilate led English to become the tribe's dominant language. Now, Siva is one of just two living speakers of Serrano. He's hoping to pass on as much as he knows.
I hope that more and more people learn enough about it to keep the fire going. It's our heritage, and it does mean something to us, and it really was important to the people.
The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has been making a formal effort to preserve the Serrano language since 2004. 2 years ago, the tribe teamed up with Cal State San Bernardino to offer college courses in the language. But they had to get creative when it came to finding instructors.
I'm Nicaraguan, Sicilian, German, Russian, Jewish.
Michael Navarrete is one of the people hired to teach Serrano at the university.
At the time, I didn't even know there were Indians living in California.
What Navarrete did know was a thing or two about languages. He holds a master's degree in linguistics.
It really is kind of a linguist dream job that I'm working on. For all intents and purposes, an extinct language, but I'm really trying to bring it back, so it's very interesting, even if I can't talk to anyone.
Navarrete teaches the introductory Serrano class at the university with Siva's help. This semester, they have just 7 students. None of the students in Navarrete and Siva's class have Serrano heritage. Most of them enrolled out of simple curiosity. 21-year-old psychology major Vanessa Rodriguez already speaks Spanish and Romanian. She said Serrano just seemed interesting.
I can learn, you know, language outside, but this is a language that not many people know, so it's not easy to come across to go find, you know, a book or something where I can learn from there.
Since 2012, the university has introduced courses in 3 SoCal indigenous languages, Luiseño, Serrano, and Cahuilla. Carmen Janney is the chair of the program.
The tribes, the local tribes, are part of our university community, so we obviously want to serve the tribes as well. What is their main concern? To keep their languages and cultures alive, so we want to help them in that endeavor.
Dogs? But so far, enrollment has been low. The tribes pay for language instruction. Janney says without that backing, the university probably wouldn't be able to offer the courses. Still, it's an investment the tribes are willing to make in their future. Indigenous languages worldwide are threatened. Southern California's native languages are no exception. It's something that concerns Siva.
And the main thing is to pass that on as much as we can.
Siva says he never thought he'd see a university teaching his language in his lifetime. This course makes him feel hopeful. There's a traditional Serrano teaching on the matter.
If you lose your language, you won't have the deep roots of the oak. You'll have the shallow roots of grass, which withers and is gone.
It's a sentiment he hopes future generations will share.
Put
For Take Two, I'm Catherine Davis Young.